The United States, and as well as the United Kingdom and a number of other countries, have long had sanctions in place against Zimbabwe. Those sanctions are complex and have several different sources. But Senator Flake and I have introduced a bill and recently revised that bill that would provide some sanctions relief for Zimbabwe. It's not our role to dictate exactly what it is the Zimbabwean people will do through their elected leadership, but this sets out a couple of steps that they should take. President Mnangagwa, both in our personal meeting, which was positive and terrific and very long, and in public statements, both in the press conference afterwards and in an editorial published in the New York Times, has committed himself to democracy, towards free and fair elections, towards respecting human rights, towards returning to a rules-based open economy. If he takes those steps, significant sanctions relief should be forthcoming from the United States, and Senator Flake and I would take the actions necessary in the American Congress to accomplish that. But frankly, after what was a very encouraging initial meeting several weeks ago, we've seen no concrete steps in response. The amount of time left before the elections is shrinking, and so the importance of taking prompt, concrete steps to demonstrate the president's commitment to democracy is becoming more and more important.